NBC News learning the Justice Department is pushing to indict 94-year-old Raul Castro, according to two U.S. officials familiar with the matter. He's Cuba's former authoritarian leader who still wields immense power and is the brother of the late Fidel Castro. One of the sources says the charges, which a grand jury would need to sign off on, would be related to a 1996 incident when the Cuban Air Force shot down two civilian planes piloted by a humanitarian organization, Brothers to the Rescue. Back then, the U.S. said audio showed the Cuban pilots celebrated the shootdown. Ice. Four Cuban Americans were killed. President Trump declining to comment on the report, but slamming Cuba's communist regime.
You talk about a declining country. They are really a nation or a country in decline.
Protests have erupted in Cuba as fuel shortages have escalated. On Thursday, a remarkable sight in Havana, the CIA director meeting with Cuban officials. And it all comes as Cuba initially rejected a U.S. offer of $100 million in humanitarian aid. Tom, with Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
Cuba's foreign minister says that's an absolute lie, that there is no money coming. Are there any strings attached to that $100 million in aid?
The only strings attached is that they have to be distributed by non-governmental sources like the Catholic Church.
So what's the holdup? Cuba's lying?
Cuba. They're their holdup. They're lying. They lie all the time.
Gabe joins us now live here in China. And Gabe, tonight, Cuba is reversing course, saying they now will accept that aid.
Yes, Tom. Shortly after your interview, Secretary Rubio and the CIA director's visit to Cuba, the island's president, Miguel Diaz-Canel, posted on social media that the U.S. would not encounter obstacles in sending that aid. Still, Tom, tensions between the two countries continue to ramp up.